Past two, it's Mike with 1, 2, 3, and special guest this afternoon is Rob West. Rob is from the Backstage Centre. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon. Right, you are the... Well, how would you describe your job title and what is the Backstage Centre?
It's very difficult to describe, isn't it? Officially, I'm the programme director. So what that means really is that I organise programmes of activity for Creative and Cultural Skills, which is the charity that runs the Backstage Centre in Purfleet. And just to tell you a bit about the Backstage Centre. It's London's newest music and theatre industry production and rehearsal facility. And we say London, even though we're Essex, to sure that people get on that train from Fenchurch Street and find their way out to Purfleet for us. And if you imagine a very, very, very big box, I mean, it's 875 square metres in terms of the space, and we rehearse all sorts of things, really. Music videos, dance acts, orchestras, film and television, and people come in and rehearse their productions. And wrapped around it, we've got a series of training rooms where we encourage people to work in those backstage and offstage roles, which is really where the jobs are in the music and theatre industry.
Wow. Let's just go back history-wise a little bit, because I know the era very well, and if you go back 30 years, that was, you're above what used to be petroleum tanks for oil companies. There was a bit of scrap land, really, and there was it High House Farm there? It was an old cottage
An old dovecot and all sorts there. Yeah, so that was all converted out into barns as well, so you get, you know, conferences and meetings going on, even weddings there now at High House.
I've been there, it's beautiful. It's just a beautiful place with really cracking views over the estuary as well, and the bridge, etc. And also you share the land with the new Royal Opera House rehearsal rooms and scenery building.
Yeah, the Royal Opera House production workshop's based there, and so all the sets for Covent Garden are now built on at Purfleet. They've got a stamp as well that says Made in Thurrock, so they go around the world being told that things have been being made in this area. And really, we're generating a new creative and cultural industry in the area that rivals the logistics one that's been there for some time.
Brilliant. Why did they decide to build in that area, you and the Royal Opera House? What attracted you to Purfleet in the first place?
Well, you can blame the Olympics, I guess.
Okay.
Blame them for lots of things. But the Olympics meant that the Royal Opera House had their production workshop compulsorily purchased because they were based in Bow.
Right. Okay.
So they were looking for somewhere new. There was this bit of wasteland, as you say, that was out in that area. It's fantastic in terms of, you know, A13, M25 road links. It's fine for travel as well. So the Royal Opera House based themselves there. We had some more money to generate, as we say, High House in terms of the barns and opening up the orchard and the community gardens. And we were looking for a space to build this new Backstage Centre, which really turns on its head the problem the industry has, which is that you can't do training because people have shows to put on. Now, what we're doing, of course, is saying we don't put shows on because we've got training to do and we've got rehearsals to do. So it really twists all those things on its head.
So what sort of companies are you looking at to come and use your facilities?
There's been a whole range, really, of groups. I mean, we've had Leona Lewis there. She's been rehearsing her tour before she went out on World Tour. We did the live broadcast of The Only Way is Essex from there as well.
Talk about that.
Well, some people are still recovering. So we have events like that. We've had music videos. Made.com just did a TV commercial that's now on Channel 4 as well. So it's a real range of people using it. But also what we've got are people like students from South Essex College who are doing their production arts course also based at that. And we try to link them up with the hirers as well so that those young people get experience of working on a real programme or a real production as opposed to simulating what something would be like.
Wow, so a sort of large band, if they're going out on tour, for example, they can come in, they've got the aircraft hangar, sort of facility, spread their gear out, try their set out, try their lights out, etc.
And even with manufacturers as well, one of the issues they've got is when they've got a new bit of kit, they've got nowhere to try it out. So we've had Sennheiser in, you know, launching new big speakers and just trying them out and seeing what the sound works like in a big space.
So, and also your ideal transport wise, you're right next to the M25.
Absolutely.
You're very close to the rail. I was going to ask you that, actually. Is that a problem? Because I know you've got a soundstage there, haven't you? Every 40 seconds, you get woof. It doesn't affect you.
Doesn't affect
This is the Eurostar train.
The Eurostar runs right down the back. But there's a plus to that as well, of course, because the steels had to be so thick that we've had to put in there. You can load 100 tonnes off of our roof. Now, that's been really interesting because Bradley Hemmings, who did the Paralympics opening ceremony, came along and looked and said, now that's interesting because you can't rehearse rehearse flying, usually, unless you're in a stadium. Well, right. Actually, we could rehearse flying. Now, the idea of training people to fly in big arena spaces, again, is something that doesn't normally happen.
Wow. So let's go away from the big band. What have you got to offer for maybe the smaller band with a smaller budget? What can you do for
them? Well, as I say, wrapped around that big space, we've got 12 flexible spaces. We've got a recording studio. We've got a band rehearsal room. We have a dance studio. And then we have studio lighting areas of various shapes and sizes. And we quite deliberately not programmed too much what goes on in the space, because we want people to come in and say, well, have you thought you could actually use this for this, or you could try out this? So we've got all sorts of things that have been going on, including we've had a design workshop for tutors at FE colleges,
yeah,
run by an industry professional in that particular space. We've got a CAD room as well, so you've got computer automated design going on and people trying that out. So a whole series of one, because really what we're about is trying to encourage the next generation of talent to come through and give them, as I say, experiences really of situations that they would find themselves in the world of work.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the National Skills Academy.
So National Skills Academy, in fact, is a network, really, of industry and education. It's quite simply that, really. We get industry supporters, as we call them, who join the Skills Academy, who say, yes, we want to get part of this campaign. We want to encourage more people to get involved with encouraging that next generation of talent. And we get education partners who very often may have links with industry, but they're usually based on a person. They know someone who works with the organisation. Mm-hmm. They haven't necessarily got a link with the organisation. And we firm up those particular links so that then the students from those colleges, as I say, will then have a link on a real production, will be able to experience something that perhaps they wouldn't normally do for their courses. So I'll give you an example. One of the things we do is called production days, where we work at big music venues, and students from colleges get in and get to work shadow large get-ins at places like the Wembley Arena, the O2, and also all the major festivals, Glastonbury, Reading, Leeds. So students that go to one of our colleges, say South Essex College, get the chance to experience something and see behind the scenes and get a real feeling for what a career in that industry would involve.
Sounds fantastic. You see, you didn't have that sort of thing in my day.
No, not mine.
I'd love to have done that sort of thing. It does slightly worry me. The number of kids, my son is of that age. He's doing horticultural, but the number of students who say they want to do media, I often worry, is there enough jobs in the media for them all, who are all doing this media training? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And that was one of our rationales, because lots of colleges and courses are set up in performing arts, aren't they? And for performing, and they do that because they know they'll get enough students to do them.
Yeah.
The reality is live music outsells recorded music now. And what happens is that you have these big, large events, but you don't have enough people to put the stages up. You have a lot of lighting designers, you don't have a lot of lighting technicians, people who do that.
Right.
So it's about trying to find out, well, where exactly are the gaps going to be? Where do we need new people coming in? And training them for those particular roles rather than just responding to, well, will we have enough people to fill the courses?
I remember years ago talking to a guy, you'll probably remember the name, they're still around, Edwin Shirley Trucking Company.
Yeah,
he used to
do
all the big gigs. And I was this guy worked on the Michael Jackson tour, and he drove the lorry, but he also spent 5 nights doing follow spot as well.
Absolutely,
incredible. Right, quick break, and then back in a moment.
Want to learn how to drive? Then why not call Easy to Pass? With Easy to Pass, you can learn to drive at your own pace and at a time and day that suits you. And we don't just teach learners to drive. We can offer refresher lessons and motorway tuition, as well as training people to become driving instructors. So why not give Easy to Pass a call now on 0800 881 8745 and get yourself on the road to getting a driving license. Or visit our website at easy-number2-pass.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Indeed it is. Quarter past two. I'm talking to Rob all about masterclasses and the Backstage Centre in Purfleet. Right, let's go on to masterclasses then. Mm. What exactly can you offer? What does it cost? How do they apply? Yep. Who's it applicable to?
Yeah, five questions in one. Basically, technical masterclasses, as I was saying before, we're trying out a number of things really to see where there's demand and what we can do. And we wanted to do some introductions for people to get some experience of working with some real real top industry professionals. So the Andrew Lloyd Webber Foundation have come up with some funding for us to run three classes in October, one aimed at 14 to 16-year-olds, one aimed at 16 to 19-year-olds, and one aimed at 19-plus, and that really is like 19 to 90. To really give them a chance to work in set design, stage makeup, costume, lighting, sound. They can spend a whole day with us for £30, come along, spend that day, get to meet some people who work in those industries and find out either whether that's the kind of thing that they want to get involved in or just a bit of, you know, professional development. Because, you know, as you well know, there's lots of amateur drama companies down there and nobody thinks about the technicians, do they?
No, so
there's
no.
There's school productions. Nobody thinks about the school technical support and groups. But to try and give them an opportunity to work with some of the best people around and improve their skills has only got to be good for everyone.
I had to do the sound of my own player on Saturday night. What a mess I made of that.
Well,
I got doorbells
know.
And... thing, her phone's all in the wrong place. I needed a good technician. That's what I mean.
That's
right. So you say 16 to 18 year olds, etc. Are you looking at, do they have to have any sort of basic qualifications in anything? They don't need GCSE?
No. This is what one of our other big things is really trying to open up different access routes. Again, the theatre and music industry is riddled with the idea of people needing to be a graduate seemingly to get into it.
Yeah.
It's not true. That, you know, you don't need to have a degree to work in a box office. You don't need to have a degree to work in as a lighting technician, but very often those doors are barred to them. So this is, again, just about opening up that access, allow people to have a go and to see whether it's the kind of thing that they want to do.
Right, what about cost?
So a technical masterclass is £30 for a day, so we're just going to do that. As I say, we're subsidised this time by Andrew Lloyd Webber Foundation, so it's just a case of getting people in on that.
And so just very quickly, to tell me what the sort of a breakdown of a day would be on that on a day like that.
Well, you'd probably need to talk to the tutors really to get
right,
the full
okay,
day
okay.
But you know, it will involve obviously them talking about how they got into the industry, what the particular work is that they've been doing, and then the big thing that we always want to do is you've got to get your hands on, you know, you've got to get your hands dirty in these things. It's not a theoretical sit down, we'll talk to you for, you know, 2 hours, or we'll draw things on a board. Actually, we'll give you a light and we'll show you how to clean that light. We'll show you how to rig that light. We'll show you what that light does, and you will do it. And that's been our philosophy throughout the time that we've been going, is that the best way of learning is by actually doing it. So it's trying to create opportunities for people to have a go.
And you're having a go yourself, aren't you? Because you are a brand new facilities and you're learning, I take it, yourself as you go along.
Absolutely. We, you know, we don't want to come in here and parachute and tell people what, you know, we should be doing. As I say, we want people to come in. We do tours of the building as well, where we just get people to come in, have a look around. And what we hope from that is people say, well, have you thought of using this room for that? Have you thought of trying to get engaged with this particular group? And actually have the room that we could do something about it, as opposed to often what happens, which is, oh, I wish you'd come across 6 months earlier. We would have wanted to have a go at that. So, we, you know, in about 2 or 3 years' time, I could come back here and tell you exactly what the program is. But hopefully it'll be based on things that people really say they need and really want.
What give me a quick insight into a typical day for you. What are you trying to get through and aim to get through during a day?
Well, part of it is making sure we've got industry actually linked. So talking to all sorts of organisations, from hirers of lighting companies to directors to writers, and trying to get them involved in this campaign. Talking to education establishments and looking at how we can make those particular links. We've got students from South Essex College based at our centre as well. They're doing the first and second year of their production arts course. And they are a crew, in effect, because they can support the work that goes on. But also, the aim is to try and get those people out working with other groups as well as a resource. One of the things we're trying to set up as well is a technical youth theatre company based at the Backstage Centre. So we want young people aged 14 to 19 to come along with us, in the same way you would get a youth group or a drama group together, but not about performers, actually learning what happens behind the scenes in that, and offer them as a resource to community groups and others around, again, so they can get that experience by actually doing something.
Where do you see yourself, well, not you, but the whole facility 5 years from now?
Yeah, I think it'll hopefully be one of the leading production and rehearsal facilities that people come in on. And, of course, when people hire it, you know, we say we want you to attach something to it that involves other groups, and some people get that very well, and other people don't quite get that. And, you know, they just want to come in and do their stuff and go, and that's fine. But once they start seeing people around that building and seeing that they know what they're doing, hopefully they can see that link that really you can, you know, rehearse your production and do it and train people at the same time.
Wow. Okay. Right. Where, when, and how do we find out all the information that we're talking about today?
So, Technical Masterclass has got a website, which is www.tech-masterclass.co.uk. So you could get in touch that way. Or you could simply email me, robert.west@ccskills.org.uk. And you can even Google the Backstage Centre, and you'll come up with a whole range of stuff. Even if you're a big company out there and want to hire our big space, we could, I'm sure we could squeeze you in before Christmas.
Okay, and all these numbers and addresses, etc., will be on our website, and you can hear this interview again tomorrow on our website as well. Just finally then, so you're really trying to get yourself on the map, and... And is that working? Are people in the industry really taking notice of you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a slow burn with things like that. You know, people go where people go at the moment. So you've got to encourage people to come out to Essex. You've got to encourage people to see the space. You've got to, as I say, trying to persuade in terms of some people that actually we want you to do a bit more than just a simple hire. We want you to start engaging with us and engaging particularly with young people. So slowly it is happening. If evidence is, are we being booked and are we getting bookings? Yes, we are. And it's gaining momentum. And so that, again, is something I think over time will come more and more.
And you're very welcome to people to just come along and have a look. And
absolutely. We do organised tours as well. So people can come in and see everything. They can go up to the top of the grid and have a look down from 30 metres and get a great experience of vertigo. I'm quite
interested.
There is a lift. I'm also interested in opening up the tension wire at the top, you know, for young people to bounce on. You know, it might something we could do. There's all sorts of stuff there. But interestingly enough, the grid is an example, I suppose, of what we're about, because the grid, which is like the roof at the top, is split into three. And so a third of it is tension wire, a third of it is a gantry that you get in a music venue, and a third is wooden slats and ropes. And that's because often in a training centre you'll get the later state-of-the-art equipment. You train on that, and then you get a job in a West End theatre where they've got wooden slats and ropes. So you need to be able to work in any particular environment. So all our spaces are built in a way that you will work not just for the future, but you actually be able to work now in some buildings that aren't as well equipped as ours.
Well, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
As you say, come back in a couple of years and we'll see you, how you're getting on, because I think it's a very, very exciting project. I'm delighted that you've chosen Essex to come and build your stuff in and spread the word, and hopefully you're going to have some really, really big names and make yourself very well known around the country. Rob, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Mike. Cheers.
Thank you indeed. And as I say, you can hear the interview again tomorrow on our website.